This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. So we have a brief topic tonight. The Gemara discussed a situation where you have a woman, she's not married yet fully to the person. She did Erusin, she didn't do Nesuin. However, the time that they had designated for them to do the Nesuin had passed. The 12 months had passed, or by a Bigeras, 30 days. And they're committed to do Nesuin. So even though technically he was not Machnas or L'chupa, nevertheless, their agreement has been made. In other words, they agree in principle to get married, but they didn't do it yet. And the Mishnah brought the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that since he has to feed her, he could be made for her nedarim. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, he can't be made for her nedarim. But Rabbi Lezer says, since the husband is chayiv in her mezainos, he could annul the nedarim. Ultimately, the Gemara says that even if you make the case that she can't eat truma yet, and it's only truma d'rabbanan, because even if you say she won't be able to eat truma until the nesuin is consummated, still the baal could be made for her nedarim. Why? Kidra Pinchas, like Rav Pinchas. Whenever I give an iyanchar on the topic of Rav Pinchas, we always have a Pinchas who comes to the shir. But Kidra Pinchas, Mishmei Derava, the Amar Kol Hanoideras Al Das Bala Hi Noideras. Anyone who makes a neder. Subjecting herself to the consent and the das of the husband. So basically the Gemara is saying that even though hafaras nedarim is d'oraisa, and really the husband has no control even over dinei d'rabbanan, he can't even be machal her truma d'rabbanan, he could be made for her nedarim, because kol hanoideras al das baila hi noideras. So the $1 million question is this a general concept that anyone who makes a neder subjecting themselves to someone else's das, that person could be made for the nedarim? Or is this specific to the nedarim that a wife makes for the husband? Meaning, is this specifically that a wife is noider al das the husband? Or is this anyone? Because think carefully. In this case, he's not the husband. He's not Bala. See, so what do you mean? But he's an Arusa. No. In Arusa Boigeres, he can't be made for her nadarim. So then what makes him be able to be made for the nadarim here? It's because they agreed to get married. In other words, listen carefully. A regular Boigeres who's in Arusa, the husband can't be made for nadarim. It's only if she's in Asua. So how exactly are we applying Rav Pinchas here? So apparently, the fact that he is chayiv to support her, even though he's not technically her husband, allows him to be made for nedarim. So the question is, how expansive is this svara? Does this apply to anybody who is menader al das a superior, or is it only to a husband? Is it only to a husband? So Ramban brings down the Ran brings down two deos. First, the Ran says in the bottom Ran, "V'ika de'yafi mehacha d'misha nader adas chaveray hareza yachal lahater nidroy shalei al pi chacham." From here we learn. There are those who learn from here. Let me put it up on the screen. How do we do this? Something changed here with Zoom. How does this? Oh, share. Okay. Let's make it bigger. V'iko de'yalfi mehacha d'misha nader adas chaver hareza yachal lahater nidroy shaloy al pi chacham d'chihechi d'amrinan hacha. Now, just like we say here, d'mishem hachi matzi ba'al l'chudei lahafer. Just like we say over here, that for this reason, the husband could annul Mishum Dinadra al Daite, because he made the nether, she made the nether on his das, V'mefarish nami adas chaveroi, if somebody explicitly says they're making a neder adas a friend, matzi mafer, the person could annul. Delay gara mefarish to chaveroi, mistam the baal. If you explicitly say you make the neder adas chaveroi, it's no less than if you, in general, are married and make the neder adas baal. The hainu time ahacha. That's the reason over here. V'hasa mishum deke neder al tenai dami. In other words, like this, some Rishonim learn, and by the way, these Rishonim are the Ramban, and the Ramban says this in something called Mishpat HaChirem. The Ramban wrote something called the Laws of Charamim, and there are some Rishonim we want to learn from here, that if you make a neder, subjecting yourself to the das of your friend, he could be matir your neder without a chacham, because just like we say that a woman, without specifying, Kol hanoider al das bala hi noideres. So too, if you do say explicitly that you're being noider al das your friend, then it's al das your friend. Because how could explicitly saying you're being noider al das your friend be less than if you stam make a neder al das if a woman stam makes a neder al das her husband? The woman doesn't say, I'm making it under the auspices of my husband, and yet we say, Kol hanoideres al das balo hinoideres. So certainly if somebody says explicitly, I'm doing al das my friend. So the Ran says, Vizu etzli shigagas hayra, this is an error. Da afa gav da amar da al das balo hinoideres, because even though he says that with the das of her husband she's being menader, the husband can't just be mefer. The husband has to use the exact formula the Torah legislated. It's just a heavenly decree. Therefore, not all languages are equal. And if you're going to say that if you're noider, I'll das your friend, the guy could be mefer mishum de kanader al tnai dami. It's like making another al tnai. Hare hatarasu shabav achar roi shetei nemeres b'chal lashayin. Then the husband's hafara and someone else's hafara should be able to be used in any language. And yet we know that the Baal has to use a very specific formula. This indicates that the mechanism is not, well, she made the neder, subjecting it to whatever the husband wants. In other words, the first Shita of the Rishonim seems to understand that when someone makes a neder, and they say, I'm doing it al das pleini, it's like they're making a tenai. I make a tenai that I only want the neder to be chal if this person wants, and if he doesn't want, it should be off. And that's what's going on with the husband. That a woman, when she makes a neder, she's like making a tenai. I only want the neder to be valid if the husband is pleased with it. Elavadei Rav Pinchas Hachikam. This is what Rav Pinchas means to say. Nehi dehafar debal gzeir sakasov hi. What Pinchas is saying is the annulment of the husband is a heavenly decree. Miu mishum hachi zachsa toira lebal behafaras nedara. This is the reason why the Torah zoicha. This is the reason why the Torah gives over to the husband in hafaras nedarim. Mishum da'al das bala hi noideres, because she's noideres on the das of the husband. Meaning the reason why he could do it is because the Torah says so. What's the logic? Because al das bala hi noideres, hilka koshi hi noideres al daita, anytime we could presume she's menader on his das, chayla hach gzeres hakosov, this gzeres hakosov takes effect. Dam rachmana, avol noider al das chaveroi duloi chodus be rachmana midi. But if you're menader on the das of your friend, where the Torah didn't give you any merit, the word chodus, zayin and ches in Aramaic are interchangeable. So the Torah did not give you this chos, vadei lematzim mefer la. Okay, what the Ran seems to be saying is, it's not when a husband is menader, it's not working because she's menader al daitai. It works because the Torah, it was mezakeh the husband. Why? The logic is because she did it al daita. But you still need, at the end of the day, the Torah bequeaths to the husband. The Torah gives over to the husband that right. But that, and therefore we will apply that right whenever this svara would make sense. But when it makes sense, we apply the gzeres hakasav. But stam, if someone who is noidar das chaveroi, he has no authority to be made for her, that person's nadarim. Unless, by the way, unless somebody stipulated explicitly and said, I'm making it tonight, it should only be chal if this person is pleased. But if you just say, I'm doing it al das chaveroi, that's ineffective. So there's a rashash here. It's not on the sheets. Sorry, it's been a morning. The Rashash asks the following question. There's a Gemara in Masechta Nida Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about Yesoima Ketana. Does anybody know? A orphan girl, could she get married? Her brothers could marry her off Midrabanan. Right? Yesoima Ketana, her brothers could marry her off Midrabanan. Somebody loses a parent, the brothers could marry off the sister Midrabanan. Can that new husband be made for her nadarim? Think about it. He's not the husband. Says the Gemara Nida Mem Vav Amud Beis. Yes. Why? Kidra Pinchas. Da Amar Rav Pinchas. Kol Hanoider. Al Das Balo Hi Noideres. If you have a Gemara Nida handy, it would be good to take it out. The Gemara applies Rav Pinchas to Yesoima Ketana. Memvava Mebez. Okay, the Gemara says, how do you know Yesoima Ketana, could the husband be made for Nadarim? Yeah, the Gemara says he can be made for Nadarim, Kidra Pinchas. The problem is, he's not the husband. So, this Gemara is a bomb kasha on the Ran and a raya to the Ramban. According to the Ran, there's no logic, kol hanoideres al das bala hinoideres. It's a gzeres hakosov. The Torah is mezakeh abal. When is the Torah mezakeh abal? Torah mezakeh abal. If she, we could assume that she's noider al datoi. But the first step is, the person has to be abal. So how exactly could we apply Rav Pinchas to Yesoima Ketana? Now the truth is, I'm not sure I hear the question, because even according to the Ran, our Gemara applies it to someone who's not a Baal either. In this case, he's not the husband, he's an Aras, who agreed to marry her. But since he's Chayv in her Mezoinah, so let's ask ourselves, what right does this guy have to be made for her Nadarim? He's not the husband. Oh, she was Noider al Daita, that's great, but you're still lacking the Gzeres HaKosov, where the Torah is Mezakeh to him. So you have to say that the Gzeres HaKosav is the Torah is mezakeh, the rights to be made for Nadarim, if there's some kind of Anan Sadi that she... Okay, one second. Toysus and Nida asks the following question. Toysus and Nida asks, this is Toysus of Yamaskal Kedura Pinchas. Toysus asks, well, if Rav Pinchas applies even to someone who's not a husband, then why do I need the parasha of Hafaras Nadarim in the Torah? After all, anyone who's Noider Al Das Baila could be made for Nadarim. So why exactly do I need the pasuk of Isha Hafiram? Why do I need the parasha of Hafaras Nadarim? Tosus gives two answers. Tosus says, I need the parasha of Hafaras Nadarim to teach me that if the husband is Mekayim, he can no longer annul. Or, Tosfos says, when the Torah says a husband could annul, it's because al daito hinoi deras. Even though over here it's only drabanan, and the Torah never was mazakeh, still she thinks that he has the ability to be made for like any other husband, and therefore she's noideras al datoi. So in other words, what it seems like, listen to what Tosfos is saying in the second answer. Tosfos is saying, even though she's the only Nesua Drabanan, nevertheless, she thinks he's the husband, and therefore she is Noideres Al Daitai. So, again, the Ran holds that the way a husband is made for Nedarim is as Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov is the husband has the right. Once the husband has the right, the mechanism is she's noideres al daitai. So how does the Gzeres HaKosov kick in over here? It seems like the Gzeres HaKosov is Gzeres HaKosov that any husband or anyone who the woman thinks is the husband has the authority to be made for the nedarim through a mechanism of she does it al daitai. So what are we going to say about a Nesua Drabanan? So to that, Tosfos says in Nida, she thinks that she's this person's the husband. So you say, why do I need the Gzeres HaKosov? Why do I need the Parsha of Nedarim? No, the Parsha of Nedarim endows the husband with the right. The mechanism the Torah uses is Kal Hanoideres. So I need the Gzeres HaKosov to endorse that there is a system that a husband can be made for the Dharma of the wife. The engine that the Torah gives is called Hanoideres, but it will only operate, it's only turned on with the Gzeres HaKosov. If we don't have Gzeres HaKosov, it's not turned on. The mechanism that operates it is called Hanoideres. Yeah, but there is, but he's not a husband in this case. Well, once the Torah gave an operating mechanism of Kol Hanoideres, even though technically the Torah never gave it to this guy, but the Torah created it. In other words, I need the Torah to create a mechanism. I need the Torah to allow husbands to annul. The mechanism the Torah allows to operate is Kol Hanoideres, and in this case, even though technically he's not a husband, but she thinks he has the ability to be mefer, so she's noideres al daitai. Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Ha'arais, Simen Chavav, Ois Aleph, brings this kasha on the Ran. How would Nesua Kata'e Yisar Mektana, how would he be able to be made for her Nadarim? And he says, Ukenira Shaharan Nizar Miza. The Ran is trying to answer this question. Again, this is the question of the Rashash. When the Ran says in Adarim, Milka Kosha Noideres Al Datoy Chayla Hach Gzeres HaKosov. Anytime she makes a nether with his das, the Gzeres HaKosov is Chal. V'ulai Kavanasai, maybe what his Kavana is, Dahatoyro Yardel Adas Nashim. You know what this Gzeres HaKosov says? The Torah plumbs the psyche of women. And the Torah says, we know that when women make nedarim, they do it under the auspices of the husband. In other words, you'll ask, why could a husband be made for the nedarim of his wife, and why can't a big brother be made for the nedarim of his little brother? The answer is, the Torah plumbs the psyche of a woman, that whatever a woman does, she's thinking, provided my husband goes along with it. But a little brother doesn't have that mindset, I'm doing it as long as my big brother. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov is the Torah recognizes the psyche of women, that they only do things that the husband endorses it. But how does it work? It works through the mechanism of she's menader al das the husband. If we could determine that there's somebody out there that also would only make a neder under auspice of someone else, then he could also be made for nedarim. Val gemiras das kazeh, for such a mindset, hoysa gzeres hakasav shiuchal hafer. Therefore, by ktana nesua, why does it work? But there's no gzeres hakasav. No! She thinks he's the husband. So we can now access the Gzeres HaKosov that says that women who are married only make Nedarim if their husband endures. Aye, but we'll ask, this woman's not married. She doesn't realize that. But the Torah was never Mezakeh him. Think here, very, very important. It's not that the Torah supernaturally says, zap, husbands could be made for the Nedarim of other wives. If that was the case, it wouldn't apply to Nesua Ketana, because the Torah never zapped him the Koyach. It's not the Torah zaps him the Koyach. It's the Torah, with their penetrating analysis, could identify in the heart of a woman a very high level of submitting her mindset to the das of her husband. So therefore, even though technically this woman is not, this guy is not the husband of the wife, okay, but we already know that as long as she thinks she is, the Torah has told us and identified that she does everything with the mindset that it should be tali on his gemiras das. So that would be the answer to Rashash's question. Meaning, according to the Ramban, again, this is very clear. The Ramban in Mishpat Achirim says that anybody who is noider al das someone else, that someone else could be made for her nedarim. The Ran says no. The Ran says it's a gezeras hakosov that only husbands could be made for the nedarim of their wife. So you say, really? But the Gemara says a logic. Yeah, the logic is the Torah identifies that we are positive that women, when they make nedarim, they submit their mindset to that of the husband. So you'll ask, but we see Rav Pinchas. We see we apply Rav Pinchas even to a Yisayma Ketana. Yeah, that's because, like Taisa says in Nida, since she thinks he's the husband, she submits herself to his das when she makes another. By the way, I would say, you know, it's not really such a strong question to begin with, because in a certain sense, we see this from the Gemara Nedarim. Because in our Gemara, he's not the husband either. He just agreed to marry her, and he has to feed her. And what we're saying is, well, since there's, think about what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying, since a full Nesua submits herself completely to the husband, that means our Gemara is extrapolating that would apply even to someone who's not a Nesua, but just has agreed to do Nesua to a woman. Even such a woman completely submits her das to that of the husband. That's in a way a more of a stretch than by Nesua Ketana, who she doesn't know exactly that it's only Drabbanan. Anyway, it's a very important machlokes to know. Machlokes Ramban and Ran, whether Rav Pinchas is a general concept or only to husbands, and the kasha from the Gemara Nida Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thanks for listening. Have a great day, bracha v'atzlacha, and have a wonderful Shavua Haggadah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.